You ready?
Yeah, let's
you
do it.
want to put some storm in it, have some
Yeah.
piano shit?
Fuck that.
Bobby
We
King.
do it.
Check it out.
All right, I see you next week, Frank.
All right, hey.
Goddamn son of a bitch. The year is 1927. My name is Bob Shapiro. I'm a Jewish guy raised in Brooklyn. I have a story to tell you that you might not want to take to the Sabbath. The synagogue might not allow it. That's right. Me, Bob Shapiro, was in love. I was in love with this girl. She was fine. She was everything I wanted. So one day, I was meeting my girl. I strolled down the pier of Coney Island Beach. I met my girl on the corner and asked my best friend, Sam, the bagel maker's son, who was a hot dog vendor, "Hey, give me two of those hot dogs, Sam. Extra sauerkraut, extra beans, mustard, ketchup, the whole works." So me and my girl grabbed the hot dogs and we started walking and talking. That's right, she was fine. She was 6'5". Pulsating bosoms. She was every Jewish guy's dream. That's right. She was like, I mean, she was totally like a Jewish Bridget Nielsen. She was great. She was fantastic. She was stacked like a shit brick house. That's right. I took her into my arms at the corner of the pier, and I said, "Honey, will you marry me?" And she said, "Yes, I'll marry you, Bob." "You're a beast of a man, Bob Shapiro." I said, "You got that right, bitch." She said, "Bob, take me in your arms now. Take me away from all this. Caress me, hold me." I put my hands under her shirt and felt her double D 6 foot doll bosoms strapping against my fingertips. I slowly slid my hands down, and to my surprise, after a year of this relationship, excuse me, can I have more strings? After a year of this relationship, that's right, me, Bob Shapiro, moved my hand deep down between the crutch of my girl's legs, and it happened. The bitch had a bigger dick than me. Oh! I fought for myself. I was trying to get away. She kept on grabbing close to me. I was like, "Let me go, let me go, you freak, you man, you steroid patient." She wrapped her dick around my neck and looked in my eyes and said, "Bob, you're just that type of nigger." That's right. And it was all over. Just to go to show you guys. Fuck with no hoes now.